Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 8th episode of the Aardvark Accessibility Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natalie G., an accessibility novice, and here with me today is...
Natalie MacLees, accessibility expert.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the remediation process. As a quick side note, this is our re-recording, because last week we messed up the audio.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, technical difficulties. We're going to try to do it right this time. We're going to go through the questions again. All right. Natalie, do you want to kick us off? What happens after you get your audit back?
Yeah, so typically you'll get back the results of an accessibility audit, which are usually a big giant spreadsheet full of all of the accessibility issues that were found on your website. And now you need to sift through those, prioritize them, and figure out what to do next.
Right. And last time you mentioned it could be hundreds, if not thousands, of issues, right?
Easily, yeah. It'll probably be at least hundreds. And if your site has more than 20 or 30 pages, it's probably thousands, especially if the site wasn't built with accessibility in mind from the beginning. And this is your first attempt at accessibility.
So if you have thousands of issues, how do you tackle them?
Yeah, so you need to prioritize them. Because there are going to be issues that have a bigger impact than others. And so you want to figure out what those are. Most of the time, when you get the list of issues back for your accessibility audit, they will have a severity of some kind associated with them. There's not a standard for that severity. So exactly what that looks like might be different depending on who did your audit. But there would be something saying, you know, a serious issue, a medium issue, or a low issue at the very least. So that's a good guideline. However, that's not necessarily a match for the priority for fixing those things. So if I have like a medium severity issue that's happening on every single page, I would probably consider that to be a higher priority to fix than a really high severity issue that only was happening on one page. Because one of them, everybody's going to be encountering it constantly. And it's going to be a real barrier and a real problem. And the other one, maybe it's on a page that doesn't even get that much traffic. And so only a few people are actually running into it. So you definitely want to think about how often is it happening? How popular are the pages where the issues are happening? So you can look at your traffic data, you know, Google Analytics data and things like that to figure out like which pages are high priority pages. And you do want to think about the severity because often the higher severity issues are a complete blocker for somebody. So at least one group is going to be completely unable to use that functionality. So that does come into the prioritization. And you also want to think about important content on the site. So your homepage is always really important because probably if your website is like most websites, about half of your traffic to your website is going to come into the site through the homepage. And even the people who don't come in through the homepage are likely to still visit it at some point. So most of your site visitors are going to see your homepage. Other important pages are things like pages that have settings or preferences. So if a user can set, you know, light mode or dark mode or pick a color scheme or things like that, that page is really important because those settings are important for accessibility. If you have legal pages, like your terms of service, your privacy policy, your accessibility statement, those should all be high priority for accessibility. If it's an e-commerce site, your whole cart functionality is a priority because you really want to make sure if people are coming to your store that they can buy something. And also any forms. So contact forms, comment forms on blog posts, things like that would also be a high priority for accessibility. Anything that allows users to interact with the website in some kind of way.
So you go through the long list of issues, you prioritize them, either based on how important the page is, the severity, the functionality. But then how do you actually make a plan?
So you have to know who your team is, who's going to be tackling the remediation and what their strengths are. And then you can figure out who's going to do what. Pages that are really popular or have really important functionality are going to be at the top of the list. And a lot of times you can tackle a lot of similar issues altogether. So for example, if you get an issue that your links don't have enough contrast, well, probably all the links across your website are all the same color. And probably there's just one little line of CSS that's setting that color. So you could potentially fix 1,000 accessibility issues with one line of CSS and be done with it. So you want to look for those quick wins like that, where you could make a big impact all across the website with minimal code changes. So you'd want to get started there with those kinds of things.
And then for the developers, do they get access to the spreadsheet? Is it a matter of just like checking off each row on the spreadsheet for them?
Yeah, basically, you might want to do something where if you use a task management tool, like if you use Jira or Asana or something similar, you might want to import that spreadsheet as individual issues so that they can be assigned and tracked, and you can keep track of them that way. Or you could use a tool like Aardvark, which lets you just assign issues to developers and keep everything all together in one platform. And you can keep track of the status of each individual issue, who it's assigned to, and any comment thread that happens on that particular issue.
And Aardvark has a lot of other cool remediation features. Do you want to go over those?
Yeah, sure. So Aardvark has a visual mode where it's really easy to see exactly where on the site accessibility issues are happening. So you can see a view of your site with little map markers everywhere that there happens to be an issue. You can click on that marker to get more information about the issue. Also, you can never trust a developer to actually fix an accessibility issue on the first try. So if it was an issue found automatically in a scan, the developer can mark it as fixed, and Aardvark will automatically verify that fix the next time it runs a scan. And if it is not fixed, it will bounce that issue back to the developer. If it was one found manually, when the developer marks it fixed, the accessibility tester can go back and retest the issue and confirm that it was fixed. And if it is, they can close it. Sometimes what will happen is a developer fixes the accessibility issue that was found, but accidentally introduces a new accessibility issue. So that can happen. Or sometimes what happens is one accessibility issue is hiding another one behind it, but you can't see that second one until the first one is fixed. So sometimes you'll just surface new issues just by going through the remediation process. So you do want to make sure that you have somebody going back through to check those things, and Aardvark can help with that.
I think Aardvark is also really neat for just seeing the amount of issues you have left and filtering. Yeah,
tracking your progress over time and seeing my number of issues going down over time. Yes, it can be very satisfying.
Yeah, because with the spreadsheet, like, you're just going to see that list every single time you open it up. But Aardvark, yes, at least you see the list shrinking.
Yeah, and the spreadsheet gets kind of messy for tracking the status of things as they go along. It can be pretty challenging to keep track.
Right, and even for the people who would prefer working like a page at a time, I've seen people do that. They can just say, show me all the issues on the homepage, and you'll filter it really quick.
Yeah, that's really handy, and that would be really hard to do in a spreadsheet. Because you also have to try to describe in a spreadsheet where is the issue happening. And sometimes it's really hard to do that in a way that's clear.
Right. And on top of that, you don't have to have developers trying to search Google for like WCAG success criterion 241 and then like having 100 search results to kind of figure out which one is which.
Yeah, that's true. When you have an issue in Aardvark, it has a link directly to the WCAG success criteria, as well as to the techniques, the recommended techniques for fixing that issue.
Right. So All I was about to say is that Aardvark is a really great place to start creating a site.
Definitely a big time saver. It was the tool I always wanted the years I've spent working in accessibility. Yeah.
So after you're done with remediation, what do you do next?
Well, it can be really easy to think that accessibility is just done now, right? Like you did everything you could. You checked every page of the website. Everything's accessible. You fixed every issue that could be found. However, your website is probably not going to be the exact same today as it was a week ago or as it was a month ago. Websites are living things. They're constantly changing. You're constantly adding new content. You're publishing new blog posts. You're adding new products to an e-commerce store, changing out news, changing out upcoming events. There's all kinds of changes happening to websites all the time. And as those changes and updates are getting made, you might be accidentally introducing new accessibility issues. So accessibility is not a one and done kind of proposition. It is an ongoing commitment. So you would want to make sure that you're doing continual monitoring of the state of accessibility on your website. So you can set up automated accessibility scanning to check for any new issues that might be getting introduced. And we've talked about automated scanning before. It's not perfect. It's only going to find a certain number of issues. However, it is a good indication of whether things are going right or wrong on the website. So if you are going along, you're publishing new blog posts, you're adding new products, you're doing whatever, and you're not seeing a bunch of new issues popping up in an automated scan, that is a good sign that probably you're doing a pretty good job at doing that without introducing new accessibility issues. If you start to see lots of new issues popping up, that's a good indicator that maybe you're accidentally introducing some things. So that ongoing monitoring can be really important. And then you would want to have manual testing, you know, a regular audit done again as well. And how often you want to do that depends on how often you are updating the content on your website. So if you're updating all the time, you might want to have an audit every 6 months or every year. If it's less frequently, then maybe you could get away with having an audit every 2 years, for example. But you don't want to ever think of it as just a one-time and done kind of thing. It's not that type of project. As long as your website is up and live, you need to be thinking about maintaining the accessibility. And if you are finding lots of new issues are being introduced onto the site, you probably want to look into getting some training for the people who are adding that content, who are probably not developers, right? They're probably content managers or they're social media people or they're marketing people. And you probably want to get some training for them in how they can add content to the site without introducing accessibility issues.
And is it just for like content updates? I feel like it's also especially if you're doing like structural updates, like you're getting new nav bars, you're adding new forms.
Yeah, of course. Of course, if you were doing those kinds of bigger changes, like a redesign, or you're adding a new feature to the website or some new functionality, you would want to do your best to do that as accessible along the way and make sure that you're checking it as you're building it to make sure that it's accessible. But yes, any of those kinds of changes could introduce a new accessibility issue. So you'd want to be careful to check it.
Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate you going over the whole remediation process, the maintenance process that comes in afterward. So with that, we want to wrap up Aardvark Episode 8. Re-record.
Second time.
And want to invite everybody watching to try Aardvark for free on your homepage, where you can get automated scans, test out the remediation features, invite your developer friends, assign issues to them, and see what you can get done.